And we invite in Carmi Levy, our tech expert. Nice to have you.
Nice to have you as well. Yeah, I'm thanking my lucky stars that I don't live at 24 Sussex. I saw the pictures and honestly, I couldn't sleep afterward.
Yeah, really. It looks like a horror story, right? It's like the set of Saw.
It sort of is. Please, PM, don't die.
Okay, so what's this business of Google removing links to California news sites and then Facebook in Canada? What's going on?
So, I mean, we know that, you know, Canada has something called the Online News Act. It received royal assent last year, better known as Bill C-18. We're kind of working through the regulatory rules now, and it's expected to become law just in a couple of months. And we know that Google very famously said, well, we're not happy with this. It's going to cost us a lot of money. They threatened to take their ball and go home, to stop carrying Canadian news content on Google resources, including Google Search. We know also that Meta did take its ball and go home. You can't get news on Facebook or Instagram anymore because they're not participating. Well, it looks like Google now is doing exactly the same thing in California. California has a law called the California Journalism Preservation Act, which is very much like Canada's Online News Act. And they've said the same thing, that they are threatening, they are removing links from California news sites for a certain percentage of their users. They're calling it a test. They're figuring out how the technology will work if they decide to remove it completely in California. And basically, if you're Canadian, it looks like they're replaying that playbook in California, the exact same one that they used in Canada last year. Incredibly disappointing. It's almost like they keep going from country to country. If they dare introduce laws to make the process a little bit more accountable, the big tech companies have a bit of a hissy fit, and Google is having its hissy fit.
Meanwhile, Microsoft is testing out having ads appear in your start menu on Windows. I'm actually surprised it took them this long to get to that, but it's also completely outrageous. I pay enough for my Microsoft services.
Yeah, you know, I think we accept ads in certain places. When I'm watching the hockey game, I'm kind of annoyed when I see them on the players' helmets or, you know, on the boards, they're electronically inserted there. But there are certain places where ads should not go. And I think we can argue that our operating systems on our computers, it's kind of like the last bastion. I pay for it. I just use it to get work done. Please leave me alone. It's incredibly intrusive. And so now the start menu on Windows 11, Microsoft is testing for their beta testers. So if you're not part of the beta program, you're okay. But if you're in the beta program, you're going to notice that when you click on the start button in the recommended section, where, you know, they usually recommend apps that you should be using, stuff based on your usage patterns, now they're actually going to show ads from the app store. You should be downloading this app. They're saying it's a test. They're saying that they're soliciting end user feedback. It may not become a permanent feature. From where I sit, if I were part of the Windows beta program, which thank goodness I'm not, I would be providing that feedback to them, a very emphatic no. I think a line is being crossed here. Microsoft, I'm calling on you, and I don't think you should be going there.
Yeah, it just feels kind of invasive. And I'm already sick and tired of the wrestling match that goes on between the major corporations in terms of, like, do you want this to be your default browser? No, thank you. I don't.
Yeah, everything has become a race, a fight to generate revenue, and it seems there are no places where they cannot go, and increasingly it looks like the operating system is that battleground. The good news here is it doesn't seem to be coming to our phones anytime soon. Of course, Microsoft doesn't have a mobile operating system, but I'm pretty sure Apple and Google are watching this wondering, should we be doing this on our phones as well? Mm-hmm. We already have enough ads on our phones. I don't need the manufacturer adding more.
I go to a lot of websites, obviously, to gather information and news for the show, and I routinely click accept all cookies. Am I making a big mistake?
You absolutely are. So cookies, these are not cookies that we eat and taste good because they've got lots of sugar and chocolate in them. These are little pieces of code that are saved by websites onto your browser so that the next time that you visit, they can customize the experience. So anytime that for example, you visit a website and it remembers your username and your password, that's a cookie that's doing its job. And originally, they were supposed to be for convenience, but increasingly, they're being used for far more invasive things. Remember the Cambridge Analytica scandal from Facebook? That was misuse of cookies. They're being shared with other companies. They're tracking us. They're serving up ads. And in many cases, they're being included in security breaches and they're getting us into trouble. So the short answer is article from the Toronto Star today that suggests very clearly when you receive that little pop-up message, you know, do you want to accept all cookies? Say no, because every time you do, you're giving permission to total strangers to essentially invade your digital privacy. You don't know where that information is going. Yeah, it's more convenient, but it's at the expense of your digital privacy. Learn just to say no.
Okay, but isn't it the price of admission at some websites that if you say no, you can't get in?
Yeah, it sort of is. And they make it difficult. Like when you see that pop up, there's a button there to accept all cookies. Then there's another button to go into the settings. Well, I'm in a rush. I don't necessarily want to start digging into menus that make it difficult for you to say no. So it's almost like the 0% tip thing on the point of service terminal. You just accept the 15 or 18%, or you just accept yes, because it's the path of least resistance. It's the easiest thing to do. But you may want to take an extra few seconds, because what you're committing yourself to them doing is essentially planting code on your device to track your every activity, and Lord knows what's going to happen after that. So a little bit of pain up front, a lot less risk going forward.
Okay, and I can't let you go without asking about a security cam that fires paintballs and tear gas.
This is my favorite. So this is a startup from Slovenia. The device is called Eve, and essentially it uses AI, like many security cameras do. It tracks people who are in front of your home. But instead of just, and we've all had this, and I have one of these in front of my house. You see the footage, but you can't do anything about it, and you feel very powerless. In this case, what it'll do is it knows, you can train it to know your friends and family members. And so if it sees a stranger, it will give them a warning. It will say, we don't recognize you. You have 5 seconds to vacate the property. If you don't vacate the property, you have a choice. You can either fire tear gas at them or paintball pellets. The footage, of course, will be saved. You can share that with law enforcement if you want. But I think all of us have always wanted sort of access to a technology that allows us not just to view security footage, but actually do something about it. And I think we all agree paintballs are kind of a cool thing to have in front of our house. Tear gas, maybe I'd want to dial that back a little bit, but I think I could go for paintballs. Don't know how much this thing is going to cost. It's in Kickstarter right now. They're supposed to reveal more details on cost and availability and timing next week. So I'll be watching this one because I might be in the market for a new security camera in my house.
Thank you, sir. Nice to have you on a Tuesday.
Thanks, John.
Carmi Levy.